Jesus was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Gaya ng nabanggit natin last week, he is a man without sin, but not without sorrows and suffering. Last week we saw that Jesus, towards the end of his life, was betrayed, abandoned. This morning we will see that he will suffer, will be crucified, and died for the sins of many. Tayo po ay nasa second to the last sermon ng ating series on the Gospel according to Mark, where we study Jesus' life and ministry, and nandito na tayo sa part ng ating study that we will see the part ng kanyang ministry that he dies on the cross. May tatlong taon na nakalipas mula nang si Jesus nagsimula sa kanyang public ministry. Public ministry of preaching about the kingdom of God, followed up by miraculous signs and wonders, like miraculously feeding thousands of people, miraculously healing people, casting out demons. It's been a week of winning debates against Jewish civil and religious leaders. And it's now, sa ating Passion Week, Friday. It's a Friday sa Passion Week ng chapter 15. Last week, we have seen Jesus betrayed by one of his own, abandoned by the people who are close to him, allowed himself to be captured by the Sanhedrin, na pinatawan siya ng capital punishment for declaring that he is the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed. Ngayon, he is about to be sentenced to death. His disciples, nowhere to be found. And he's hours away in fulfilling what he came to do. Ang point natin ngayong umaga is this. Jesus suffered, was crucified, and died a criminal's death for our sins. Jesus suffered, was crucified, died a criminal's death for your and my sins. Divided this passage into 3 points. Number one, accusations, verses 1 to 15. Number two, crucifixion, verses 16 to 32. And number three, death and burial, verses 33 to 47. Just three straight points. Accusations against Jesus, crucifixion of Jesus, and Jesus' death and burial. Number one, accusations. Go to verses 1 to 5 and then chapter 15 as we read. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priest accused him of many things. And Pilate asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Pagkatapos ng gabi na ininterrogate si Jesus ng mga chief priests at scribes, inakusan siya na guilty of blasphemy at pinatawan ng kamatayan. Kaya lang walang otoridad mag-execute ng capital punishment or death sentence ang Sanhedrin. At alam ng mga Sanhedrin ito. Kaya dinala siya, si Jesus, sa mismong government official. At sino siya? Siya si Pontius Pilate. Kinaumagaan, dali-daling dinala nila si Jesus kay Pontius Pilate na nung panahon na iyon ay tumatayo bilang governor ng Judea. Ngunit hindi nila pwedeng sabihin na si Jesus ay guilty of blasphemy. Hindi ito papansinin ni Pilate. In fact, walang pakialam si Pilate sa mga religious affairs ng mga Jews. His only concern is magkaroon ng katahimikan sa Judea. Kaya nga nandun siya because of the feast, dahil lahat ng mga tao are coming from different parts of the world noong time na yon to go to celebrate the Passover. At nandoon mismo si Pontius Pilate just to make sure that things are in peace and order. Kinakailangan nilang kumbinsihin si Pilate na ang ginawang krimen ni Jesus ay laban sa batas ng Rome at karapat dapat sa parusang kamatayan. Kaya ang krimen na inakusan nila kay Jesus ay rebelyon laban kay Caesar. Hindi natin ito makikita sa Mark 15, pero makikita po natin ito sa cross-reference sa Luke chapter 23 verse 2. As I read, Luke 23 verse 2, "And they began to accuse him, saying, 'We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king.'" Now, it was really a clever plan yung ginawa ng mga Sanhedrin. Clearly a lie, at may mga political overtone, if you may. Dahil may long at consistent history ang mga Jews na nagre-rebelde laban sa gobyerno ni Caesar. Kung gusto mo, magpantig ang tenga mismo ni Pontius Pilate, sabihin mo na may rebellion laban kay Caesar. Yung binitawan niya, he claims to be king. Nung time na yon, isa lang ang king, Caesar. At kapag may nagkiklaim na may king, then magkakaroon ng uprising na rebellion at hindi nila gusto yon. Kaya tinanong siya ni Pilate sa verse 2, kung siya nga ba ang king of the Jews? Ang sagot ni Jesus ay medyo cryptic. Kung bibigyan ko ng tone, and I hope I do this correctly, "You have said so." "As you say so." Clearly, hindi niya inaffirm or deny na siya ang king of the Jews. Yet, it was suggestive at nasa affirmative ang response. By saying this, the Apostle Paul, years after this, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 13, sinabi niya, "Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pilate, made the good confession." He made a good confession. Yes, he is the king of the Jews. Tama po yun. But not only the king of the Jews, but he is the king of kings and the lord of lords. His kingdom is not of this world. If dito ang kanyang kingdom, his people will fight for him. Yun ang point niya sa John chapter 18. Jesus' silence sa mga accusers niya amazed Pilate. Namangha siya po dito. Now, the word amazed or astonished ay madalas makikita sa Book of Mark. In fact, madalas po yan nakaspread out pertaining, describing kung sino si Jesus at anong ginawa niya. So Mark chapter 1, 6, 11, and 12, people were amazed sa kanyang teachings because he taught as if someone with authority, comparing him to the scribes and mga Pharisees. So Mark chapter 2, verse 12, Jesus forgave the sins of a paralytic to prove na pinagaling niya ito, and the people in that room were amazed. Itong mga tao na ito were once again amazed sa chapter 5, verse 20. Pagkatapos niyang palayasin ang mga evil spirits sa isang lalaki. Again, they were amazed and astonished because he has supernaturally healed a deaf man, sa chapter 7, verse 37. The disciples were amazed because he could manipulate the laws of nature. He can calm the storm, walk on water, raising a dead 12-year-old girl to life. You can see that in Mark chapter 4, Mark chapter 10, Mark chapter 5. Pilate was amazed kay Jesus. Hindi dahil sa ginawa o sinabi niya, kung hindi sa hindi niya sinabi o ginawa. Hindi niya dinipensahan ang kanyang sarili o binigyan ng apila ang sarili. Pilate finds him interesting, fascinating. He has seen courtroom dramas all of his life, and he knew that Jesus was different. Iba ka. That's why he was amazed. Kung ikaw nasa harapan ng mga Diyos at ikaw'y pinagbibintangan at nakataya ang buhay mo, hindi ko ginawa yun. Ay, hindi, wala, malayo. O, hindi naman exactly king yung sinabi ko. Pero hindi, he kept silent. That's why Pilate was amazed. Friends, listen. If you are here this morning and you find Jesus amazing and interesting, that's great. Praise God. But know that even the Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, Muslims, Hindus, the cults, and even atheists find Jesus amazing, interesting, and fascinating. Mga kaibigan, hindi sapat ang ma-amaze at maging interested lamang tayo kay Kristo. Ang tanong, do you believe on this Jesus? Do you believe his claims? That he is the God-man who was sent by God the Father, that he came for you, to die for you and me, dahil sa ating kasalanan, that he came to reconcile you and God the Father. He came to reconcile you, an enemy of God, sa isang galit na Diyos. Do you believe na wala kang kakayanan iligtas ang sarili mo sa kapamakan ng kasalanan? Na sa pagtiwala kay Kristo at ang ginawa niya sa krus ang tanging daan upang magkaroon ng kapatawaran sa kasalanan, upang magkaroon po ng relasyon sa Diyos Ama, upang na si Kristo lamang ang pwedeng magbago sa buhay mo. Do you believe this about Jesus Christ? O nananatili ba tayong amazed, interested, fascinated? That will get you nowhere, friends. We must be amazed sa grace ng Panginoon and what He has done on that cross. Friends, be amazed by God's grace. Nung nalaman ni Pilate na si Jesus ay isang Galilean, pinadala niya kagad ito kay Herod Antipas, the tetrarch. Dahil nasa jurisdiction po ni Herod ito. At the same time, para makaiwas na rin siya sa paghatol kay Jesus. And we know dahil na nakasad ito sa Luke chapter 23. Now, kung naalala ninyo sa Mark chapter 6, if you were with us years ago, this is the Herod, the very same Herod, who ordered Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, to be beheaded. Ito yung nagpapatay kay John the Baptist na pinsan niya. Kaya nung nagharap sila, kung ikaw yon, alam mo, ito yung tao na nagpataob ng iyong kamag-anak, saring galit at siguro gusto mong ibuhos sa time na yon. Ngunit sa inkwentro niya kay Herod, Jesus remained silent. Kinutsa siya, kinwestiyon, ininterrogate. Pero Herod does not see him as a threat. This is again a fulfillment, Isaiah 53. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. So both Pilate and Herod concluded that Jesus was innocent. Great. So to get away from this tough situation, kasi binalik ulit kay Pilate, nakaisip ng paraan si Pilate kung paano. So basahin po natin ang verse 6 hanggang 15. Verse 6 hanggang 15. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked, and among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have them release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Bawat taon, sa Passover feast, naging kaugalian na po ni Pilate magpakawala ng isang bilanggo as per request ng mga tao. Kaya anong ni-request ng taong bayan na magpakawala ulit si Pilate ng isang bilanggo, agad-agad naisip ni Pilate sa verse 9, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" In a way, suggesting them na pakawalan. According to John chapter 18, verse 38, Pilate finds Jesus innocent. At alam niya din na ang dahilan lamang kung kaya inuusig ng mga chief priest si Jesus dahil sa inggit. Remember, Jesus was growing in popularity. Kilala ito sa Palm Sunday, do you remember that? For itong, which is that day is today. Na kung saan si Jesus, when he entered Jerusalem, na may mga palaspas, crying out his name, merely worshiping him, hindi nagustuhan ng mga Pharisees yon. And then he rebuked, nagpalaya siya mga nagbebenta ng mga sacrificial animals, called it den of lions. Hindi nagustuhan ng mga Pharisees yon. And yet, ang sinisigaw ng mga tao, "Praise God! Woo! Yeah! Jesus!" And politician kasi ito si Pilate, so he knows kung ano nangyayari rito. Okay? Walang kasalanan si Jesus. That's one, he knows that the chief priests are dahil lang sa inggit. Kaya nila gusto ipapatay si Jesus. And according sa Matthew 27, masasabi rin na walang kasalanan si Jesus dahil napanganiginipan mismo ng asawa ni Pilate na si Jesus is an innocent man, he's a righteous man. Have nothing to do with him. Nagbigay siya ng babala sa kanyang asawa. Ngunit dahil sa pagsulsol ng mga chief priests sa taong bayan, ang pinili nila ngayon ay si Barabbas. Now, this is once again a clever move para sa mga chief priests. Bagamat ang paningin ng Rome at ni Pilate, si Barabbas ay isang kriminal who started a revolution or rebellion against Rome and killed an official in the process, they know, he knows that he deserves death. As a matter of fact, he was already serving and waiting na siya ipapatay, i-execute. Yun yung situation ni Barabbas. Ngunit sa paningin ng karamihan ng taong bayan, he is somehow a hero. Isang bayani na pinaglalaban ng Israel. Bayani ng masa ika. Kaya agad-agad siyang binanggit ng mga chief priests. Which means alam nila yung basically kung sino itong taon na to at anong nangyayari. Oh, tama, si Barabbas na lang. Barabbas!
O, pinagtanggolan tayo noon.
So, yun po yung nangyayari dito. Pilate sa verse 12, thought na pinili din nila pakawalan si Jesus. That's why he asked, okay, okay si Barabbas. O, sino pa? Verse 12, then what shall I do with the man you call the King of the Jews? Again, being suggestive, baka pwedeng dalawa. Verse 13, they cried out, crucify him. Pilate was so troubled sa kanyang conscience because he believed that Jesus is innocent. Kaya tinanong niya muli ang taong bayan pangatlong beses sa verse 14. Why? Why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, crucify him. Wala na sa reason, wala na sa logic ang tao. Alam mo yun, pag may masa, sakay punta, paglalaban ang revolusyon, kahit hindi naiintindihan, sasama na lang yun, makikigulo. We've seen that many times sa Pilipinas, hindi po ba? Basta sasama ako, makikimarcha ako, bakit? Hindi ko alam, basta ikaw pa yung galit na galit, hindi mo alam kung bakit, ikaw pa yung nakikisigaw, itaob, rebellion, tama itong hustisya. Pag tinanong in interview, hindi ko alam kasi niyaya lang naman ako eh. Parang ganito yung nangyayari. Si Barabbas, sabi naman si Pris, Barabbas, Kristo taob. Kaya nung tinanong, why? Bakit taob? Kristo itaob. So dinaan na lang sa sigaw. Actually, yan ang kultura ngayon. No? If they cannot give a biblical or even logical reason, they just scream. Walang difference. Alam niyo mga kaibigan, this is a glimpse of a great exchange na mangyayari sa cross. Jesus and Barabbas. A guilty sinner is set free while the truly innocent one is condemned. Barabbas, Aramaic word na dalawa means bar, means son. Rabbas, okay, Abbas or Abba means father, son of the father. Both are sons of the father. Pero yung isa truly innocent, yet he is the one condemned so that the guilty may go free. A glimpse na mangyayari sa great exchange sa cross. Judgment was poured onto Jesus so that the guilty go free. Although alam na ni Pilate na inosente si Jesus at may kakayanan naman siya pakawalan ito, hindi niya ito ginawa. According sa Matthew 27:24, literally naghugas kamay. Dito po yung term na lumabas, naghugas kamay. Literally, humingi siya ng bowl and washed his hands. Naghugas kamay po siya sa harapan ng taong bayan upang iparating na wala siyang kinalaman sa pagkamatay ng mamang ito. Di ba? Madalas natin man, naghugas kamay ka na naman. Nagmamala-inosente na walang kinalaman. Yun ang ginawa niya. Kung mapapansin ninyo, Mark make one short yet important editorial sa verse 15. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Dalawa po ginawa niya. Pinakawalan si Barabbas, nilatigo or scourge si Jesus, and then sentence him to death. Bakit? Wishing to satisfy the crowd. Alam niyo po, isa ito sa mga malaking temptations sa atin bilang Kristiyano. To satisfy the crowd. To win people's favor. Ang tawag po dito is fear of man. Friends, God calls us to fear Him alone at wala nang iba. Fear of man paralyzes us from speaking truths about our Savior, Jesus Christ, and keeps us from living for the glory of His name. That's what fear of man does to us. Napaparalisa tayo spiritually, verbally, pati yung action po natin. Eh, pastor, alam mo naman tayo, mga Pinoy, mahiyain. Di ba nakakahiya? Ikaw na mauna ka na, ikaw na mag-share. Ay, sige, siguro, next. Di ka ba, sige, mamaya na lang pag-break. Dumating na yung break. Siguro, mamaya, o kasabi ko naman siya, mamaya sa pag-commute pa uwi, mamaya na lang. So, pag nandun na, ang tulog ka na lang sa biyahe. Listen, alam niyo po ba na ang heart issue ng pagiging mahiyain? The heart issue ng pagiging mahiyain is pride. Pride. Bakit? Kasi ayaw natin mapahiya. Gusto natin maganda ang impression ng tao sa atin. Pride po yun. We crave people's approval. Fear of man hinders us from doing great things for the Lord. It prevents us from proclaiming the gospel. It prevents us from standing up for what is biblically right. Kahit obvious na kailangan mong gawin to, kailangan mong sabihin ito para sa ikaluluwalhati ng pangalan ng Panginoon, dahil sa fear of men, hindi natin ginagawa. It prevents us from being obedient to God. It makes us a terrible gospel witness. And sometimes, nagiging cause para ma-stumble ang isang mananampalataya. Friends, don't fear men. Let us not fear men. You will never see this kay Jesus in the Gospel of Mark or sa lahat ng mga synoptic gospels. He feared God more than men. He marched to the cross to save the very crowd who crucified him. Friends, fear God and live your life honoring God over men. Number two, that he does not fear men, he is willing to be crucified. Remember, just to clarify, hindi ho siya nahuli na parang tumatakas. He allowed them to catch him. So in short, hindi nagpahuli po siya. Willingly binigay niya ang kanyang buhay. Let's read verse 16 hanggang 20. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace. This is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him. Hail, King of Jews! And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. Isipin niyo how they mocked Jesus. Binihisan siya na parang magmukhang hari. Purple cloth, siguro mga napaglumaan o nangungupas na ginagamit na tela ng sundalo. Crowned him with thorns, lumuluhod sa harapan niya, at nagkukunwaring sinasamba siya, sinasaluduhan siya. They beat him with a stick to serve as a mock scepter na parang hari. Spat on him, beat him to death. They were mocking and humiliating him. Ang hindi alam ng mga sundalong ito, here's what they do not know. They were fulfilling the prophecy na binanggit hundreds of years earlier sa Isaiah 50. Let me read that prophecy to you. Isaiah 50 verse 6. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. Tinalikuran ni Jesus ang eternal joys of heaven for the sorrows na haharapin niya sa lupa. Sabi ni Paul sa 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. He abandoned himself to the will of God and the welfare ng humanity. And Jesus did this for love. Love is self-sacrificing, mga kaibigan. As we shall see sa verses 21 hanggang 32. Basahin po natin 21 to 32. This is love. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And the crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Christ, King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. Yung mockery was multiplying. Di lamang ang mga sundalo, pati na din ang chief priests, mga taong bayan, at ito'y malupit dito. Ultimo yung mga nakapako sa krus. Kung meron man magkakaunawaan sa mga panahon na yun, yung mga kasama mong nakapako. Pero pati sila kinukutsa si Jesus. Ang bigat naman nun. Again, we see lahat ng mga ito, hindi aksidente. Nasa Psalm 22 lahat yan. Another prophecy being fulfilled. Verse 7 ng Psalm 22. "All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord? Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him." Ang cross nung panahon na yon ay hindi po simbolo ng Kristyanismo, kagaya ng ginagawa po natin sa panahon ngayon na nakasabit sa ating mga kwintas. Kung hindi, simbolo siya ng kahihiyan. Ito ang pinaka-shameful form of execution ng isang kriminal. It is a symbol of terror. Ayon kay Quintilian, isang first century Roman writer, na ang mga pinapako sa krus ay pinamamartsa at pinadadaan sa pinaka-crowded na kalsada, makited at crowded na kalsada para makita ng lahat ng tao, to strike fear sa kanilang mga hearts, na ganito pala ang mangyayari kapag nilabag mo ang Roman government. Jesus carrying a rough wooden cross that is probably nasa likod niya, nakapatong, full of yung skin niya torn apart dahil sa scourging, was carrying it. He was marching on that road, was humiliated, nearly naked, beaten to death, exhausted, and suffered a lot of blood loss. 3 beses po siyang bumagsak papunta sa Calvary. Kaya nung nakita nila, ang mga isa sa mga dumadaan doon, si Simon of Cyrene, pinilit siyang buhatin ang yung cross mismo ni Christ, which is kind of ironic kasi earlier, sinabi ni Jesus sa kanyang mga disciples na anyone who follows me, take up his cross and follow me. So medyo naging literal yung actual pangyayari dito. Sabi sa Matthew 16:24, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Medyo naging literal po yung pangyayari na ito kay Simon, ano? Eventually, si Simon, according to scholars, ay naging follower ni Jesus. Naging Christian si Simon, yung tumulong kay Jesus magbuhat ng cross. Pansinin niyo kung paano paano si Simon ni-refer ni John Mark, yung author. Ang author John Mark, nagsusulat from Rome, mentioned that he is the father of Alexander and Rufus. Dito lang ho nabanggit yan sa Gospel of Mark about Simon. It seems like nakilala nila yung sinusulatan ni John Mark sa Rome, yung Christians, si Alexander and Rufus. Maaring members ito ng church nila. Oh, by the way, ito yung tatay ni John at saka ni Von. Uy, members natin yun ah. Ha, yung pala yung tatay nila. So, Paul, sa letter niya sa Romans, called Rufus, sa Romans 16:13, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord. We believe that's the same Rufus. Ang ginawang pagbubuhat ng tatay nila, ng krus ni Kristo, impacted their lives as Christians. Or maybe as they, dahil doon, nakakilala sa Panginoon at namuhay. So they have chosen to take up their own crosses as well and follow Jesus. Friends, if we profess to be Christians, we are called to do the same. We are to take up our crosses daily, which means we are to daily die to ourselves. Die to our passions. Die to our wills. Die to our wants and dreams, and embracing God's will, no matter what the costs. We do not now bend our wills towards ourselves. We now bend our wills towards Christ. At kung anong gusto ng Panginoon. That is what it means to take up your cross and follow me. If you want to follow Jesus without suffering, without dying to self, then you're just interested, fascinated, amazed sa kanya in a way. Pero no commitment. Mga magulang, do you see in the short comment ni Mark how important for us to carry our cross and follow Christ? Mga magulang, kasi it will affect the next generation. The way you live, the way you respond, the way you speak, nakatingin lahat po sa atin ng ating mga anak. It's easy to open up the Bible and do daily devotionals with your family. That's a wonderful thing. As a matter of fact, I encourage you, keep doing it. Pero kung hindi nakikita sa pamumuhay, hindi nakikita yung devotion natin sa Panginoon, hindi naririnig, namumutawi sa ating labi ang pagbabago, baliwala po ito. They literally saw their father carrying the cross of Christ. And eventually, according to scholars, gave his life to Christ. Are your children, parents, seeing, observing your lives, dying to Christ daily? What areas in your lives right now do you need to die to yourself and follow Christ? Tignan po natin sa verse 24. Anong sinabi ng tao? And they crucified him. In February of 2004, pinalabas po ang sikat na movie ni Mel Gibson na ang title ay The Passion of Christ. Sa movie na ito, they graphically showed ang bloody details kung paano mismo skinorge si Jesus, kung paano siya pinako sa cross. It's a bit gory hanggat siya'y namatay. May mga ilan scenes na masasabi natin na tama and accurate. May mga ilan na sinabing, Pero ang problema lang ho sa film na ito, it only focused on the gruesome beating and crucifixion of Christ, pero failed to give its meaning, failed to provoke its audiences to think, bakit niya ginawa ito? Because to attract different views about Christ, they left it open for you to figure it out. Hindi nila sinabi yung significance ng cross. Pero mga kapatid, sa Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tells us why. It gives us both history and theology. Historical and theological reasons. At both are objectively true kung bakit siya namatay sa krus. History tells us that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, died and was buried. That's why we read the Apostles' Creed kanina. Theology, kasi it tells us that Jesus died to save us from our sins. So friends, this is the truth of Christ's death on the cross. He came to die for sinners like you and me. And that death on the cross was brutal. Hindi lang physically, spiritually. Let's see that in number 3 and last. Death and burial. Let's read verse 33 and 37. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, behold, he is calling Elijah. And some ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. Our Muslim friends believe that God did not permit Jesus to die on the cross. He wasn't crucified, but was saved by God and continued him to preach in India. Yun ang nangyari. And then Jesus daw died a natural death in Kashmir. Yun yung storya ng ating mga kaibigan na Muslim. Friends, we Christian believe na tinuturo sa Bible that Christ suffered on the cross. He became a curse for us. Si Jesus, who enjoyed sweet fellowship with God the Father on the cross, that changed. God the Father turned his back from the Son. Jesus on the cross was really forsaken. The skies turned dark during that time. No, wala pong sandstorm nung time na yon. Walang transition ng weather na nangyayari. It was a supernatural phenomenon that somehow speaks of God's extreme displeasure. The extreme eternal punishment na dapat ipapataw sa atin, mga makakasalanan, for eternity, was placed on Jesus, His Son, in one horrific moment of forsakenness. Sa Garden of Gethsemane, he felt forsaken. But on the cross, he was forsaken. so that you and I might be forgiven. Sa Garden of Gethsemane, it was different. Pero makikita rin natin ito sa Psalm 22, verse 1 and 2. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. Psalm 22, 1-2. Even sa last moments ni Jesus on the cross, he breathes out scripture. He cries out to God the Father, but he was nowhere to be found. He experienced nothing but wrath poured onto him. He has experienced the agony of unanswered prayer that was really foreign sa kanya. In his book, Person of Christ, Contours in Christian Theology by Donald MacLeod, he gives us a clear excerpt kung ano nang nararamdaman ni Christ on that cross. I quote, "What he prayed for is hidden from us. It may have been once again that the cup might pass, or that there might be some light, or that he be given some token of the Father's love, or that the pain might be over soon. We do not know. Whatever it was pertaining in prayer in Jesus, there was no answer. Only the echo of his own voice, the derision of those who had come to save, and the cruel taunts of hell. In his self-image, he is no longer son, but sin." End quote. Earlier, a few chapters, nung inauguration ng ministry ni Jesus, God the Father said this in Matthew 3:17. "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Nung nasa cross na si Jesus, he was under a divine curse. He was receiving the torment of billions of souls that he has chosen. On him, all of his senses were intact and active. Wala siyang ininom na pain reliever, wala siyang morphine na sinaksakan. Tinanggihan niya yung unang pinaiinom na alak sa kanya. Dahil magmaman, makatulong yun sa pagmamanhid. Hindi po niya ginawa yun. He is experiencing suffering in all levels. Physically, relationally, spiritually, he was all alone so that you and I won't be. So verse 36, he was offered sour wine to drink. Hindi ito yung type ng wine na narcotic para ma-relieve siya sa pain, kagaya ng sinabi ko kanina. But a vinegar wine. Ininom niya ito upang mapawi ang kanyang uhaw and be revived, para mabuhayan siya ulit ng konti. Ininom niya ito para manatili siyang conscious, para manatili ang kanyang conscious state. Bakit? In order for him to experience the full wrath of God on him. Do you see how amazing his love is? He was, nung time na iyon, really drinking the cup of God's wrath na dapat sa atin. The answer to Jesus' question why he was forsaken by God, makikita po yon sa verse 8. So verses 38 to 39. Let me read that to you. "And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." Jesus was forsaken kasi he was offering himself as a sacrifice, and God's justice was being vindicated upon Jesus. Inubos ng Panginoon ang lahat. Inubos ng Diyos. Inubos ng Diyos Ama ang lahat ng kanyang galit, ang kanyang wrath on Jesus. Past sins, present, future, all levels of sin. Binuhos lahat, walang tinira. Hindi nagtipid ang Diyos sa pagbuhos ng kanyang judgment sa kanyang anak for us. John tells us sa gospel niya, sa chapter 19, verse 30, sabi ni Jesus, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It means, Telestai, tetelestai. Paid in full. God was satisfied. God accepted that sacrifice. His mission was accomplished. And he knew that God the Father had accepted yung kanyang offering. You know, the holiest place sa temple sa Jerusalem, ay matatagpuan po yung Ark of the Covenant. Nandun nakalagay sa loob ng Ark of the Covenant is yung Ten Commandments. It was said na nandun po siya sa holy place because it was the presence, dun doon matatagpuan ang presence ng Panginoon. Ang nakakapasok lang po sa kwarto na ito ay yung tinatawag na High Priest. At pumapasok lamang siya once a year. At hindi ho siya papasok doon without bloodshed. The high priest sacrifices lambs for the sin, for his own sins, at saka yung sin ng people. And when he went into the holy place, he represents the people of God. Ang kwartong ito ay nakahati po sa isang makapal na kurtina. Okay, a thick curtain that separates it off to the rest of the temple. Sabi sa Hebrews chapter 9 verse 7, the high priest goes and he but once a year and not without taking blood, which he offers for himself and for the unintentional sins of the people who loved me and gave himself for me. Sin alienated us from God. Mula nung nagkasala si Eva at saka si Adan, lahat po tayo ay naghahanap ng mga paraan upang mapasaya tayo. Lahat po tayo ay naghahanap pabalik in a way sa paradise. All of us are searching our way back to God. Some would try worshiping different gods. Various religions, some by acquiring a lot of money, material things, indulging in alcohol, drugs, sex, human relationship, upang mapasaya, upang makita, pabalik sa paradise, upang magkaroon muli ng connection sa Diyos. Friends, this is our story. We seek happiness in various ways and make sacrifices to attain it. Pero laging kulang. Bakit ganon? Laging walang kasapatan. Laging walang kapayapaan. Laging walang katahimikan. Dahil hindi ito ang daan patungo sa tunay na kasiyahan. Tunay na paraiso. Hindi ito mga daan patungo sa Diyos Ama. Isa lamang ang daan patungo sa Diyos. At siya po ang Panginoon Hesukristo. John 14:6, we know this verse. I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to God except through me. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang sinless sacrifice on the cross, he opened the way for us to be with God. Kaya napunit yung curtain to symbolize na pwede na lahat pumunta sa presence ng Panginoon through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, He loved me and gave Himself for me. That's the reason why He did it. Friends, you are loved by God. He gave His Son sa iyo. Kung nandito kayo sinasabi, walang nagmamahal sa akin, Pastor. Meron. Your Creator loves you. And He can be your Savior if you believe in the Son. Jesus offers Himself as a sacrifice and destroying the division that separates us from God. Mga kaibigan, ano pang inaantay natin? What are we waiting for? Are we waiting na makatanggap tayo ng mga pangitain, makatanggap tayo ng mga dreams and visions, mga panaginip, upa babago natin ilagay ang ating pananampalataya kay Kristo? Naghahanap ka pa din ba ng mga hard evidences for you to believe that Jesus is real? Friends, ang issue po is not na walang hard evidences, kasi marami na totoo si Kristo. Ang issue dito is your hardened heart. You have been attending Crossroads for months and even years probably, and still you choose to reject. That is a sign of hardness of heart. What are you waiting for? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20. Since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure. Draw near to God through Jesus Christ. Mga kaibigan, kung hindi po tayo Kristiyano ngayon, you can be drawn near. Draw near to Christ. Draw near. There's an invitation galing kay Jesus sa Matthew. Come to me. All of you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. I will give you ultimate satisfaction that none of this world can provide. I will give you rest eternally. The curtain has been made open. So I urge you, mga kaibigan na nandito, don't bank on your religion. Don't bank on yung mga mabuti kang tao. Don't bank on na madalas ka nang umaattend dito sa church. Bank on the finished work of Christ on the cross. Draw near to God through His Son, Jesus. Para sa mga Kristiyano na nandito, at kung ikaw ay sinasabi mong tunay na mananampalataya ka, and you are struggling with the same sin over and over and over again, and you fear that maybe God really hates me, baka hindi na ako gusto ng Panginoon, or maybe God will reject me. Mga kaibigan, brothers and sisters, if that is you and guilt is eating you up, be cleansed from your guilty conscience. Draw near to Christ. Draw near to Him because He paid your sins in full. Galatians 2:20, He who did not spare His own Son but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with graciously give us all things? As we draw near to God, sabayan natin yung Roman centurion sa verse 39 nung sinabi niya, truly, this man was the Son of God. We can say truly, Jesus is the Son of God. So verses 40 to 47, sa pagkamatay ni Jesus, hindi natin makikita kasama sa listahan dito, sa verses na ito, ang pangalan ng kanyang mga disciples. Wala ko kayo makikita dyan. But there were a few names na na-mention. Tatlong babae na nabanggit. Mary of Magdala, whom Jesus cast out demons. Pangalawa, sa Mark chapter 15, matatagpuan na may tatlong, isang Mary na kung saan, na may tatlong anak, James, Joseph, et saka, thank you. The third person, the mother of his disciple, James at saka John, kung saan matatagpuan sa Matthew 27, at maraming mga kababaihan na sumasampalataya kay Jesus, followed Him and continued ministering to Him. Ito mga babae na ito, sumusunod sa Kanya, we don't know kung anong klaseng ministering or serving yung ginagawa niya habang Jesus was marching towards Calvary, maybe tinupunasan, maybe binibigyan, we don't know, but they continued to stay faithful kay Jesus to the end. Kasama sa listahan din ang dalawang Pharisees, which is nakakagulat. Sino ito? Si Joseph of Arimathea at si Nicodemus, who requested the body of Jesus, cleansed it and wrapped it and cleaned it. Kailangan nilang gawin yon. Kasi palapit na ang Sabbath. Pagdating ng Sabbath, wala nang pwede magtrabaho. So these Pharisees came, used their influence and served Christ. Bagamat ilang beses lang sila nabanggit, maybe some of them hindi, pero they were mentioned dito sa last part na to. Si Mary Magdalene at Mary, the mother of Jesus, were keeping watch where He was being placed. Nandun pa rin. These faithful followers of Jesus ay nagsilbing mga eyewitnesses of His suffering and death. These people stayed faithful to Christ to the very end. Oh friends, may we be marked by such faithfulness. Amid suffering and uncertainty, ang panalangin ko para sa atin bilang iglesia, magpatuloy tayo sa paglilingkod sa Panginoon, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, kahit sa kalagitnaan ng kapighatian o ng mga challenges sa buhay. Jesus was crucified, died, was buried. All of this happened on a Friday. Everything happened on the Friday. The prayer in the garden, the betrayal, the accusations or false accusations, the sentencing to death. People, He was sentenced to death, scourged, tortured, crucified, died, now buried. The stone of the tomb is rolled to cover it, to protect it. At na meron pang dalawang sundalo, Roman soldiers nagbabantay. It's a dark ending sa chapter 15. It was a Friday. But there's hope kasi parating na ang Sunday. And on that Sunday, we will see the hope that every human being in this world has, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we will explore next Sunday, sa Easter Sunday. So I encourage you to bring friends to hear the resurrection of our Savior. Jesus suffered, was crucified, and died a criminal's death for our sins. Let us pray. Oh Father, thank You for sending Your Son Jesus, the God-man. Thank You for sustaining Jesus. We're thankful that Jesus did not give in to fear of men. We're thankful that Jesus did not give in to mockery and pain, gave in to suffering. Thank You that Jesus persevered to the end for our sins. Lord, I pray that this truth would cultivate a heart of joy, awe, amazement sa grace ninyo, and that we would live lives as people who were bought by the blood of Christ. May we live this, may we sing about these things, and may we give You honor and glory this week. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.